capacity in Article 3, Section 3. Right now, capacity is defined as the number of megawatts alternating current at the point of interconnection between a solar photovoltaic device and a utility's electric system. It was pointed out that this is specific to solar photovoltaic devices and doesn't include other means of distributed generation. So the amendment deletes on line 12.22 the words solar photovoltaic device and inserts the words distributed generation facility.
Any questions or anybody want to provide testimony for or against? All those in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no. Motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. The A69 amendment. Senator Marty will move the A69 amendment. Mr. Eliff, sorry to
no problem.
Put you on tap again, but would you mind explaining the A69 amendment?
Certainly, Madam Chair. The A69 amendment amends Section 5 on page 14, and it's on the net metered facility provision. And on line 23 of page 14, after the word capacity, it inserts that it's interconnected to a public utility to specify that this provision relates only to distributed generation facilities that are interconnected to public facilities.
Members, it's always been the intention of the Chair of the House that we not impact munis or co-ops at all with our legislation, that we're making some changes to net metering for public utilities to allow distributed generation of larger capacity than 40 kilowatt hours and up to 1 megawatt. And this amendment just clarifies that that is what we're doing in this section. Is there any testimony for or against this amendment? Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no. Motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. A70 amendment.
I move it.
Senator Marty moves the A70 amendment. I believe this is the technical amendment that reviser staff and House Research came up with after reading what we had written at 1:27 a.m. and found some technical corrections. Mr. Eliff, do you want to?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And let's also include the efforts of Senate staff and helping on this one.
Senate staff was also awake at 1:27 a.m.
Yes.
As awake as the Senate can.
Thank you, Representative Garofalo. Mr. Eliff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm going to go through this line by line so members are sure to understand everything that's in here. On line 1.3, the amendment on page 4 simply corrects an incorrect reference to a subdivision. It should be subdivision 5 rather than subdivision 6. On line 1.4, this is simply a technical amendment that puts a hyphen between 40 and kilowatt because it's used as an adjective in this sense. Line 1.5, when this the original language of this provision was in the administration's bill, and they referred to net metered systems. We thought we had removed all of those references, but we found one still there, so we replaced it with facilities, so the term is now net meter facilities. On line 1.6 of the amendment, this simply clarifies that the wording there refers to facilities that are less than 40 kilowatts in capacity. On line 1.7, as the chair just stated, the effort was taken to remove the co-ops and municipal utilities from this bill, but the words "or governing body" were still left in here from an earlier draft, and line 1.7 deletes those words. The next change on page 1.8 It's language that reflects other language that's in that provision that was written by the Senate. Distributed solar value rate is used elsewhere in that provision, so we decided to be consistent there. The next two changes, removing the reference to a subdivision 2B was an incorrect reference that is now removed. And the remaining lines on this page refer to the integration and transmission study on pages 32 and 33 of the conference committee report, And this was one of those instances where working at 1 o'clock in the morning didn't work well. We put in some language that when we awoke this morning didn't make much sense. And this clarifies that language to refer to study of the impacts of increasing the renewable energy standard to 40% by 2030 and to higher proportions thereafter. And that's the amendment.
Discussion. Anybody want to testify on the technical amendment? All those in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. A71.
I'll move it.
Senator Marty moves the A71 amendment.
Madam Chair, this is another amendment to a definition. You might recall at last night's meeting, Mr. Evans of Excel testified regarding the inclusion of a definition of standby charge, and I think was commissioned by you to come back with something better, which he did, and this amends the definition of standby charge.
Any questions by members or testimony? All those in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no. Motion prevails. The A71 is adopted. The A72 amendment. Senator Marty moves the A72 amendment.
Madam Chair, this amends the community solar garden provision. And the specific paragraph that it's amending indicates that the public utility must purchase from the community solar garden all the energy generated by the solar garden, and the purchase rate shall be at the value of solar rate as calculated elsewhere in the bill. It was suddenly thought, what happens if the community solar garden is up and running before the commission has approved the solar rate? So this language was added stating that until the rate for the public utility has been approved by the commission, the applicable retail rate is the rate at which the facility will be compensated.
Discussion. Testimony. Going. All those in favor of the A72 amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no. Motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. The A73 amendment.
Madam Chair, I'm looking, and this is pretty much the same amendment, except I'm sorry here. There was an additional line added on line 2033. Value of solar rate is a term that was used in the House language, which is not reflected in the Commerce Committee report now. So this just...
I'll move to line 1.3 more.
Senator Marty moves line 1.3 of the A73 amendment. Did you have anything else to say about that?
No.
Any discussion to the A73 amendment? Any questions? Any testimony? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails. The A73 as amended is adopted. A74 amendment.
I'll move that.
Senator Marty moves the A74 amendment.
Madam Chair, this amendment is amending the community solar garden language. It's my understanding that negotiations between Xcel Energy and a number of the solar advocate groups, which have continued for a long time, may have reached a peak very, very recently. Would you like me to go through this amendment, or would you like to have somebody who participated in its making go through it?
Mr. Noble, Mr. Evans, do you want to speak to this amendment? You can say no, but I'm inviting you to. Okay. Mr. Noble, did you want to describe any of the parts of the amendment? My understanding is throughout the drafting of the bills, in both chambers, Excel and the advocates have been going back and forth to try to come up with language that works for community solar. And obviously there's some tug points where one party would like one type of community solar garden language and the other party would like a different part. And this is as close as we could get to a negotiated agreement.
I think that sums it up, Madam Chair. I can go through the particulars if members so desire.
Would anybody...
No, I'll just say, Madam Chair, does the amendment make the solar gardens better or worse?
Representative Garofalo, I think that's in the eye of the beholder. Although I think that there are parts of it that make it better for the advocates, and there are parts of this amendment that make it better for the utility. I would say it's a pretty balanced amendment.
It looks like, so the solar gardens will be eligible for the incentive. Is that what I'm reading here on 1.15?
Yes, Representative Garofalo, they will be.
And 216C415, is that the Made in Minnesota?
Yes, it is.
And does, to the advocates?
There's a typo. On Senator Marty, did you move the A74?
I'll incorporate whatever into
okay.
it.
Okay. I forgot if we did the, if we didn't, Senator Marty moved the A74, but I believe on line 1.15 that we want to be referring to 216.7792, unless I am mistaken.
No, I'm mistaken.
I am mistaken. Okay.
What is 216C415?
On line 1.15, the two incentive programs we're referring to, the first one is a somewhat voluntary program by Excel. It's kind of like apparently going to be our successor to Solar Rewards. It's using $5 million out of the RDF. It's language that Excel came up with that we are adopting. So that's an Excel-run program. And 216C415, as you pointed out, is made in Minnesota. All right. Any further discussion to the A74? Questions, comments?
Question.
Representative Simonson.
And I apologize, Madam Chair, I just don't know, but can you just tell me briefly who are we satisfying? Just so I understand clearly.
Mr. Noble, Mr. Evans, the question was asked by Representative Simonson, who are we satisfying with this amendment? Usually this time of year, the answer is no one. Are you equally unhappy?
Equally happy.
Okay, equally happy.
We're very happy.
The more hopeful and optimistic Senator Marty says the glass is half full.
And members of the committee, Rick Evans with Xcel Energy. I think that the solar gardens or community solar program, I think we've agreed is what we probably should start calling it rather than solar gardens, which is what we call it in Colorado. But is a program that, as I think as you all understand, allows people who don't have the sun shining right on their roof to participate in distributed generation solar. The amendments really clarify, refer, cross-reference other sections of statute so that I think the idea was to make sure that Xcel Energy put together a good program and put some benchmarks in the statute at the same time. Make sure that our customers are protected by all the same protections that they get in other applications. So broadly speaking, I think the amendment addresses those concerns.
Mr. Noble.
And our primary goal was to acknowledge that Excel wanted to develop a program of this design, but we also wanted to make sure that other actors or community groups or churches or nonprofits or for-profits or neighborhood associations or anybody could enter into an agreement like this on equal terms and that they be treated, the individual subscribers be treated exactly the same as if they have the solar panels on their own roof. And
Representative Garofalo.
Thank you. So rid of the testifiers or House staff, under the Excel Solar Energy Incentive Program, there's a requirement the system be sized to 120% of the customer's on-site load. Yet we're saying that the solar garden qualifies for that incentive. Does the 120% load requirement apply to the solar garden?
Mr. Evans.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, yeah, the way the solar gardens is put together, the community solar is put together, you would essentially aggregate the load of the customers who are participants in the community solar, and they would be restricted to 120% of their load. There's some design features that would have to go into doing that, because people could move out or drop out and that sort of thing, and that'll all be part of the design of the program, which I think the bill permits us to do. But yes, the same principle would apply, that customers would be limited in how much solar they could have out of the pool.
Representative Garofalo.
And Madam Chair, so this is a good thing. Excel has to file this by September 30th of this year. do we have a rough turnaround time of what we would expect the PUC to act on that, or do we have any previous programming that would give us a guideline for that?
Mr. Evans.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I don't know. I mean, the PUC has got a lot on their plate, and I know everything takes longer than most of us, including they themselves, wish it would, but, you know, we've never done one of these before, so.
Thank you.
And I should add, we discussed having the community solar gardens start up December 1st, 2014, or whenever the commission approved them, whichever was later, but that didn't seem to make a lot of sense because that seemed to indicate that Xcel could be operating a program that wasn't approved by the Public Utilities Commission. So we thought what made more sense was that we would give them 90 days after approval by the commission to get used to the idea and start running the program. Any further questions on the A-74 amendment? Representative Simonson.
I do have one more. I'm just trying to find it. So the question came up today, and I just want to make sure that it was addressed about the on line 21 on page 20, about the, who the owner can be or can't be. I don't know if anybody else heard that concern or not, but I do think that came up today. Did that come up to you at all, that question?
The question of who can own a community solar garden.
Correct. And did we address that?
Representative Simonson, it can be a public utility or any other entity or organization. I think, you know, in the past, there were definitely some who advocated for not allowing the public utility to be an owner of a community solar garden. And so, you know, in terms of pro-utility, anti-utility positions, we sort of went with the pro-utility position on this particular clause.
As long as everybody's unhappy.
Are you a ranger? No, I'm just kidding. All those in favor of the A-74 amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails. The A-74 is adopted. I think this is the last amendment, the A-75. Senator Marty. Senator Marty moves the A-75 amendment. Mr. Eliff, will you explain what that does?
Madam Chair, the A-75 amendment deletes what we have been referring to as the third-party language. It's section 1 on page 11.
All right, and everybody in the room knows this is the part of the bill the governor likes the most, right? Any discussion to the A-75 amendment? Any questions from members or anybody who would like to offer testimony or claim responsibility for taking out what the governor likes the most? Seeing none, all in favor of the A-75 amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no. I think I can vote no on that because there were enough votes. Motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. We have before us the conference committee report as amended by the amendments we adopted. Is there discussion to the... Okay, since our senators are here, I'll move adoption by the committee report. The A-66 became irrelevant when we drafted the A-75. So all of the members in favor of the conference committee report as amended, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no. The motion prevails. The conference committee report is amended. Does anybody want to offer any adopted? It's adopted. Does anybody want to offer any testimony on any of the topics in the conference committee report? I don't think so. But that was fun, wasn't it, Senator?
Yeah, it was a blast.
More fun than the Senate floor today.
Yes.
Is there any more business before the committee? Mr. Peterson, did you want to provide some testimony? Or did you just wait? No. Okay. Really? Okay. Members of the audience, this is your opportunity to provide feedback. This is a public hearing on a conference committee report that we have adopted that we will be debating on the House and Senate floors. If anybody wanted to be heard on this, this would be the time to be heard on the bill. All right. Seeing none, I guess we can adjourn. Is there any other business that members have before the conference committee? All right. Conference committee is adjourned. All right, I don't want to hear anybody complain about not giving an opportunity to talk about it. Right.
I'm going to run this back to the advisor. Where is...
We'll find out. What? Just in the nick of time. Did you get to eat dinner?
Yeah.
Now we sign. Okay.
Get a document.
Pat, this is a bill even you can like. We had to throw away lots of good stuff, so it's got to be ready for Republican votes.
I like your interpretation.
In my vote, well, only since the Constitution.
Absolutely.
Everybody's happy. Nobody complained. That's my takeaway. That's what happened.
Okay.
It's not like Well, we're on the floor, they'll come around.
You own that one.
So I guess.
The house has to come to that decision.
No, I don't know.
Just take the note.
I hope I didn't sound mean. I hope I sounded mean. I thought it should be pointed out that somebody killed the governor. I think that's pretty sure. Bear in mind who that was.